The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
Hi there, my name is Leanna Palmieri McIver, and I am a registered psychotherapist with the Teachers Counseling Network. We have worked with the Halton District School Board for close to 25 years and have a subspecialty in working with the teaching profession. In my last podcast, I looked at how we can successfully face fear and anxiety as the school year began. Now the school year is well underway. Midterm marks will be due soon. The pace is picking up, and it seems we are racing to the winter and holiday season. All of this set against the ongoing challenges of the pandemic. There's reason to be feeling overwhelmed. You may even feel that the brown stuff has hit the fan. The good news is that we can do more than just duck when that happens. We can build on our approach to anxiety and fear. One source of stress that I often see is when people try to control the chaos that they may feel in their lives. The word control originally means to dominate or restrain something. If we made a list of all the things we perceive as chaotic or out of control in our lives and looked at each item closely, it would quickly become apparent that some things are simply outside of our control. So the first step is to accept those things that aren't going to give in to our efforts to control them. It may be difficult to accept that you can't manage every aspect of your life, but the fact is, you can't. Not everything can be planned, and chaos, because it's unpredictable, can't often be planned for. By all means, take steps to address those bits of chaos that are within your power to change. For example, you could build a simple exercise routine to make you stronger and less susceptible to an injury in your own school environment, or more balanced in your mental state. But we need other tools for those elements of chaos that we can't tame. Those things that come at us seemingly randomly. Life is a winding and bumpy road, and we seldom know what's around every corner. So we need to find ways to be okay with not being in control. Mindfulness meditation can help. Just being still for a few short moments enables us to step out of the swirl of everyday life, gain perspective, and take a breath. We can also turn the situation on its head. Sometimes when things don't go as planned, we can feel like a victim. We didn't ask for this bad stuff, so why are we getting it? Flip that, and you get a different perspective. This thing happened. What can I learn from it? This is called anti-fragility. We can actually get better when we deal with chaos. So, as the school year intensifies, please remember to accept what you can and can't control in your life. Find time to breathe and step out of your situation, even if it's only for a moment's reflection, and learn from the things life throws at you unexpectedly. Remember, we are here for you at the Teachers Counseling Network. Text me, Leanna, at 416-885-9191, or check out www.teacherscounseling.com if you need some guidance on our services or would like to book a therapy session. Have a good day.